Yeah, I think I did good today, and my normal start word I don't think would have gotten me any, like I normally start with Stein, and Stein wouldn't have gotten me anywhere with today's word. So anyway.
Sorry,
So
I'm like skimming.
oh, you climb Benson?
I did.
You
Sorry.
and
I didn't see Mike like take the headphones off. So it
oh,
was just like,
he had headphones on and then didn't, and you got
I
confused.
got confused.
Okay.
It's been one of those days. But yeah, so I did that, but I did have to get off of the bike, like I said, like 30 to 40 feet before the top. And I had to wait like a minute for Mike and the rest of the people to come up
Oh,
that
so
we
you
biked with.
beat everybody up to the top. You just suffered.
Fucking,
You're only saying that now that Mike has walked away.
what?
So you're like braggy
So
braggerson over here.
Mike asked me why I left everyone because I just like balls the walls just left. And I did that because I don't like suffering any longer than I need to. So
Fair.
it's boom, get it done,
It's sort of
the
like
end.
when you have a lot of stairs to go up, if you just kind of like jog up the
Yeah.
stairs as opposed to walk up them
Mike
just
was
to
the
get it
same
over
way.
with.
Like, Mike wasn't that far behind me,
Okay.
but he was just like, yeah, no, like, I want to get it done with.
Benson's tough.
It's fucking tough.
I don't know how you would bike up it. I have a hard time walking up it. I
And
mean, I've
the,
run up it before, but
yeah.
even then, like, I know that I'm not gonna be like killing it.
Yeah.
So I'm like running, but like not,
Yeah.
you know, I'm
No,
making the
that's
motion of running to
absolutely.
like say I'm running, but when I get to the top and get the like little bit of relief, I'm like, okay,
Okay, this is good.
I did it.
Somebody passed me on a mountain e-bike, and I was super
Oh,
pissed because those are a thing. I
they
hate
have
them.
mountain
They have
e-bikes.
mountain e-bikes. So Specialized, that brand, makes a mountain bike that's an e-bike.
Okay.
And she was just like cruising up, and it didn't dawn on me that it was an e-bike
So you're
until
like, damn, she is in good
I'm
shape.
like, holy fuck. But then when Carla and Paul and Mike got to the top, they were like, yeah, she was on an e-bike. You could hear the motor. And I was like, fuck,
Oh.
that's what that was.
So an e-bike, don't know how I feel about them because I know people that have them, so I can't really like say too
I
much,
think if
but
you're using them for commuting purposes, and if you are old enough to wear a standard mountain bike, like, you know, you're just kind of not feeling that
but
anymore.
even biking, like if you're biking around town, it's not hard.
No.
Like hills and stuff, yeah. But if you're
Yeah.
just like pedal biking around,
So,
you're cruising. So it's kind of like a glorified like
cruiser bike.
moped.
Yes.
Like,
And
or a simplified moped, I guess I should say.
when we did the Iron Range roll last weekend, there were e-bikes in it. And
Isn't that like
yes.
illegal?
Yes. So I
It's like
wrote
doping your bicycle.
and in my opinion, having road bikes too in the Iron Range roll because you can
People
go
had like
like road
street,
bikes, like street
okay,
bikes.
street bikes.
And so they sent out a survey for it and everything. And in the comment section, I wrote, in the future, if you're planning on doing awards like top three, blah, 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 I would highly suggest breaking it down into categories: e-bike, road bike, gravel bike, mountain bike. Because a person on a road bike can fucking crush anyone.
Well, just an e-bike has a fucking motor in it.
Yes. So they don't have to do anything.
It's like, oh, I'm gonna ride my like dirt bike in this bicycle
Yeah.
race. That's not.
That's not fair.
Like, in what world would it be fair? Like, how is that
Right.
a thing?
And yes. And you're not supposed to use e-bikes
Like,
for the Iron Range roll, but people do.
it's
And nobody
like,
checks, though. Nobody's watching you at the finish line getting your time. Like, oh, yeah, you were on an e-bike. You don't qualify to podium. Like, they don't do
that
that.
like blows my
Yeah.
mind because That's like entering like a canoe race and being like, I'm just going to use my trolling motor. Is that cool? I mean, really? Like, how is it any different?
It's not.
Oh, my canoe has a trolling motor on it. Is that okay? Oh, it's only like totally fine. It's only like a 5 horsepower or whatever. It's totally just fine. A little putzer thing. But that's just
Anyway.
So we were talking about like spending money frivolously on things today. And
totally fine by me.
So I did a thing. So you knew, okay, so I'm going to go see Ghost in August, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
At Pine Ave. I rented this cute little Airbnb. It's like a little walkout basement. There's like a little fire pit outside. It's kind of like a little couples trip. Like, I'm pretty pumped to go. I think Greg thought that I was being very thoughtful because it wasn't like a group, hey, we're going to go to a concert trip. It was just like a, hey, let's go do this and stay in this cute little bungalow. Mm-hmm. But then yesterday or the day before, maybe the day before, I'm sitting at the kitchen table, breakfast time. And I knew that these concert tickets were going to go on sale at 10 a.m. And I just happened to be on Ticketmaster in the queue, you know, waiting. And then I started looking at tickets when they went on sale at 10 in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, you know, I could get these tickets. And what sucks through Ticketmaster, a lot of ticket sites will just like group in all the taxes and fees and everything. So they're like, oh, it's $100. Then it's $100
when you check out. Ticketmaster is garbage. Can we just say that out loud? Does that? It's fine.
I like the app. I think it's very user friendly.
Yes.
And that's why I use it. The tickets end up not being more expensive than like, I can't even think of any of the other ones.
Whatever.
Like StubHub or whatever. Mm-hmm. But so anyway, I get in line. Tickets are selling quickly. And as I'm looking at seats, they're like disappearing.
You're like, fuck.
I know. And I told Greg, I said, is $400 like too much to just impulsively buy concert tickets? Because they were a good spot, you know. And he's like, yeah.
And you're like, meh, fuck it.
And then I said something else about going. And he goes, well, I don't really want to go anyway.
What?
And then.
Is it Ghost?
No. Tool. Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
Tool was my very first lone concert, you know, where I went with my friends.
Tool does Schism, right? That song?
Yes.
Do, 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 do,
do. Yes. Bass. Yes.
Okay.
I've loved Tool for a very long time.
I still remember going into your room when you were in high school and seeing a big picture of Trent Reznor.
That is Nine Inch Nails.
That's Nine Inch Nails.
Trent Reznor's Nine Inch Nails.
Why do I always do that?
Because it's
the lead singer of Tool.
Maynard Keenan.
Okay.
People
listening to this that are into like Tool and Nine Inch Nails.
You're like, no. See, now I'm like, did I?
No, you're right. Yeah.
But yeah, I have liked Tool for a million trillion years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maynard Keenan. Okay.
That's
Tool was my first lone concert. And actually we went to the concert. I was like 16, 17. I just got my driver's license. I was all excited.
Mom and Dad let you go.
I know.
But whatever.
We drove to Toledo, me and my friends. And then on the way back from Toledo, we like missed the exit like through Blissfield to Adrian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we were like driving. And I'm like, we are so fucking lost. And we had Dad's like bag cell phone. And I called him at like 2 a.m. And I'm like, we're lost. We're on our way home. I swear to God, we weren't drinking. We weren't smoking weed. Nothing. Because I was like on my best behavior for this concert.
Absolutely.
Like I'm allowed to do this. Anyway, so I ended up buying tickets at Pfizer for November 1st.
Very nice.
They are up high because Greg was like, I don't really want to go. And then my heart just like died a little and he could tell. And then I went ahead and bought tickets anyway.
And you're like, I'll find someone.
And someone will, you know, someone I bought two tickets Pfizer isn't gigantic. So if you're like we're directly across from the stage, but like high up.
Yeah.
I kind of like being to the side of the stage because I like watching the musicians.
Yeah.
That's like a good location. And the tickets are usually cheaper because mm-hmm. they're not floor or front row. Yeah. But I like to watch kind of what's going on behind the scenes. That's cool. Anyway, we're directly across. And then I said, Greg, I bought tickets. Fuck you. You can go or not go with me. I'm going to see Tool. I'm sorry. So then I was after like this that night, I looked up their like set list mm-hmm. for this tour. And I mean, it varies, you know, yeah. but like the closest thing that people had to it from previous concerts. Mm-hmm. And I'm listening to it on Spotify. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but I'm going to be listening to a lot of Tool. Mm-hmm. Greg's like, no, it's okay. Mm-hmm. He's like, I got to catch up. I got to get into Tool mode. So yeah. Anyway, long story short,
that's not short, but I'm super excited for you.
Well, I told you a long story and then I said, long story short.
Gotcha.
So this bit.
Yeah.
I bought concert tickets. Impulse.
I'm so pumped for you.
I'm pumped for me too.
That'll be a good time.
Anyway.
I don't have any exciting news.
I think that was like my big news is that concert tickets. It seems like there was something else that we started to talk about. And I'm like, no, I'll tell you later on the podcast.
I'm getting a tattoo.
What?
Yeah, I didn't tell you because I'm getting it by Anissa because we talked about it and stuff. I'm going downstate.
I don't care who you get a tattoo from.
Dope. Okay, I'm getting the Rohirrim.
Are you?
I'm doing it finally.
Nice. When are you going downstate?
The end of June. So okay. Like soon.
Cool.
Yeah.
That'll be badass.
So pumped.
Why would I care if you went to Anissa?
I don't know, because we always talk about like how they're a good tattoo artist just locally too. But Anissa was able to get me in pretty quick. And she was like, I am so excited to see you. And I'm like, yes.
I went to Florida.
That's true.
So that Carrie could tattoo Brutus on my ass.
On your butt.
So like, yeah, there are good local artists. But yeah. Also, and if I got more of like my horror movie, like thigh tattoo, I would go to Traverse City to Nicole.
Yeah, so again. I sent Anissa the picture and I told her like where I wanted it. And I'm still debating either right here or like on my forearm.
Ooh, either one would be good.
Either one would be cool. But muster the Rohirrim. I'm so pumped. I've wanted it for like
forever. Years for a decade, a solid decade. You've wanted that tattoo.
Yeah, so pumped.
That'll be really badass.
Yeah, I'm getting it in black, and then it's gonna be solid black, or it's gonna be black with like fading in a dark green. Yeah,
black and dark green would be cool.
Black and dark green would be cool.
So it'll be kind of like Greg's like chest tattoo, mm-hmm. where it's black and it fades into red.
Yeah,
badass.
Fucking pumped. Anyway. That was my news. So, yeah, what are we doing?
We're talking about random shit.
10 years later.
Yeah, I'm almost out of drink. That's how long we've been sitting here talking about not a movie.
Let's do this.
Here we go.
Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to the ghetto, ? Yeah, that.
L.A. ghetto. L.A.
In sort the People of. Under the Stairs, it's fuck. Now I'm like totally lost. Anyway,
We haven't recorded in a while.
Yeah.
So when we have a week off, we need to take that week and actually record in it.
Yes.
And then take the next week off.
Yes.
Because we always wait till the last second, and it's been 2 weeks now, and we're like,
and then we're like, doo-doo-doo-doo.
Okay. We haven't seen each other in forever, so then we're talking about a bunch of random shit. Okay.
So The People Under the Stairs came out in 1991. It's an hour and 42 minutes. You can find it on Tubi for free or Apple TV, Amazon, what have you, for $3.99. It's directed by Wes Craven. It's written by Wes Craven. And this is a heavy trigger warning for child abuse. I debated on putting it in just because if you've seen the movie, like, you know what's up. But if you haven't seen it and child abuse is a sensitive topic for you, maybe skip this one or listen to this
first. And then,
make your own judgments.
Yeah.
It stars Brandon Adams as Fool. He was in Mighty Ducks and The Sandlot.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And a Michael Jackson video, kind of. He played a young Michael Jackson.
Okay.
And it was super cute. I watched a YouTube video of him dancing to Thriller. And it was adorable as like a little kid. Yeah. Ving Rhames as Leroy. Literally everything.
I love Ving Rhames. Yeah. I love his voice so much. Yes.
The new Dawn of the Dead and Piranha 3D are two of them that stand out in my mind.
Yeah.
Police officers in both.
Yes. He has an authority.
An authoritative stance.
Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I lost where I was going with that.
Jeremy Roberts as Spencer. He was in a lot of stuff. Days of Our Lives for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was he in Days of Our Lives?
I can't remember. I didn't write it down, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
I watched that for a long time. That's why I asked.
Yeah. Herbie Fully Loaded is another movie that he was in.
Okay.
And I do think he looks a lot like Dierks from Letterkenny.
He does! Dierk.
Why do you have to say it like that? I'm just saying Dierk. Wendy Robbie plays Mommy. She was in Twin Peaks and
Is it Robbie or Robie?
Robie. Might be Robie. Yeah.
It's just singing Margot.
Oh, Robie. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. She was in Twin Peaks for a very long time, the original.
Yeah.
And Quantum Leap. And Everett McGill plays Daddy. He was also in Twin Peaks and Silver Bullet, which I think during Halloween we should do Silver Bullet.
It's
a good one.
Yes. I was thinking that too.
Yeah. But they play a married couple in Twin Peaks also. Not that they're married in this either. But
I mean, they're whatever.
Whatever. AJ Langer as Alice. She was in Escape from LA and My So-Called Life.
Which I don't remember her from that, but because I watched that when it was out. But
I remember watching Escape from LA with mom and dad like all the time.
Yeah, that they like that one.
Sean Whalen as Roach. He was in Twister, Waterworld, and a lot of Bold and the Beautiful back in the day.
I had a pretty hardcore crush on him.
Yes. He was also in the Aaron Burr commercial, the peanut butter one.
Yes.
Aaron Burr. In the 90s.
Yeah, I had a crush on him. I think it was mostly because at the time, somebody's like, oh, you like thin people. No, I like people that look sick.
That look emaciated.
They're so thin and pale that they look ill. That was my type back then.
And then last but not least, Kelly Jo Minter as Ruby, Fool's sister. She was in Lost Boys. She played Maria in Lost Boys.
Oh, okay.
And she was in A Nightmare on Elm Street, Dreamwalkers. So the third one.
Okay. I'll have to I didn't look into the characters at all, really. Mm-hmm. I did, however, look into the house.
I'm so excited for this.
The house. Okay. Well, it is in the West Adams District of LA. It's the Thomas W. Phillips residence. It is currently in pre-foreclosure for $2.7 million.
It's so wild to me that there are houses that are in foreclosure that are in the millions of dollars.
Yes. Well, I don't know anything about this neighborhood other than there's a house directly across the street that was also in a ton of movies.
Yeah.
This one, obviously, people under the stairs, but then the 2007 Halloween, which I think was the Rob Zombie Halloween.
Yeah.
They used the kitchen.
Okay.
So the kitchen and that is the kitchen. Same.
I think I remember that.
And then there's a house right across the street that has like the columns and it looks very like mansion-y. And then that one was also used in Halloween and a bunch of other films. Okay. But that's all I wrote down. It was used for other shit too, but like that's the...
The Rob Zombie Halloween wasn't terrible.
No. It was okay.
It was okay.
I don't like it. It's the same reason...
That's okay.
It's the same reason I don't like the new Friday the 13th. The one with Jared Padalecki.
Yeah. Pradalecki.
I always say it wrong.
That's fine.
Or newer, not newest, I should say. But yeah, Sam.
Okay. Guessed right.
Sam Winchester. Yes. Because they give the villain, like, all this more personality and more character.
Than just a killer.
Than just the, like, stat. I just want to see a crazy person kill some people. I don't want to know their whole backstory.
I don't need to know about their childhood and their abusive parents.
And that's kind of...
Yeah.
So the Rob Zombie Halloween, it has, like, the evolution of Michael Myers. And I just, you know, I don't care.
I still think... Halloween evolution.
Evolution.
Yeah.
Okay. So, people under the stairs. Okay. So, Fool, the main character.
I love it. His name isn't really Fool.
It's Dexter.
Yeah.
Poindexter.
Poindexter.
Mm-hmm. But Dexter, nicknamed Fool, got his nickname from his sister reading tarot cards.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts out with her, like, giving him a reading, that kind
He's
of thing.
He's so cute.
He's adorable.
I love that kid, yeah.
He's all sassy. they live in, like, the slum kind of project type apartment building.
In the ghetto.
Yeah. They're getting evicted. Their mom is sick. They, like, don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Now, they didn't pay their rent. And then on the day it was due, so say it's the first, whatever.
I have a lot of comments about this.
So they didn't pay their rent. So they were 3 days late, or they were a day late or something. So
they were
then
late.
They had to pay three times their rent that month for being late. And they got evicted. Which, that doesn't happen.
And they got evicted and had to be out
the next day.
The next midnight.
It wasn't like they got evicted and then they had to be out, like, in a month.
Yeah.
Which is standard.
Yeah, I wrote down 3 days late on a payment does not mean eviction, but I guess if the landlord is selling the building, it's whatever.
Like, yeah.
Whatever.
So they're the last tenants. And the rest of the building's gone to shit. Their apartment has gone to shit for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, sick mom. Two kids.
They can't.
His sis. What's her name?
Ruby. Mm-hmm.
She has kids of her own.
Yeah.
So they're all living there. And anyway, they're getting booted out. So Leroy shows up. Ving Rhames. And basically says, hey, I got a way that we can make some money. To Fool.
God.
Crimes. Committing the crimes to make the money to provide for his family. And he's a little, old is he, like 13, 14 years old?
I think he's,
it's his birthday.
Like, it's his 13th
his
birthday.
His 13th birthday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So 13th birthday and Leroy's like, hey, come commit some crimes and we can take care of your family.
Well, and Leroy and Spencer had just robbed a jewelry store that was owned by the landlords.
Liquor store.
Mm-hmm. That was owned by the landlords. I guess the landlords had owned a few buildings.
Mommy and Daddy are big into real estate. So they own the building that Fool lives in. And then they own a lot of other random,
like,
businesses and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Leroy and Spencer had just robbed a liquor store. When they robbed the liquor store, they found a map, some kind of some random information to say to that shows where Mommy and Daddy, their landlords, live.
Mm-hmm.
And they also know that there's rumor that they have great wealth, treasure hidden in the house.
And I do want to say that their names aren't Mommy and Daddy, but it's just what they call each other.
They call each other Mommy and Daddy. It's
fucking wild. And this is just like
you know, their names never come out. I think at one, like, when I was, she calls him
something like
his actual name at one point, but you don't know. For the podcast, it's just Mommy and
Daddy. It's just Mommy and Daddy. And I lost my train of thought. Never mind. It'll come back. But
so yeah, Leroy talks to Ruby about the landlord's treasure map. And then basically they're gonna figure out a way to rob the place in the next couple days before Ruby, Fool, and their mom, Ruby's mm-hmm. kids, get kicked out on the street.
Yeah.
It sounds like Ruby's maybe doing the sex work.
Kind of sounds like They kind of hint at that.
But, you know, paying the bills.
Because Leroy talks to her about, like, how she shouldn't have to do that. And, like,
she shouldn't have to turn tricks.
And this would pay for things and,
yes.
and take care of them for forever, essentially.
Well, then you see the household that they're going to rob. Mommy and Daddy's house. It was a funeral home at one point.
Yeah, the family went back generations and had owned it as a funeral home.
Yes.
Selling cheap caskets and charging people a lot of money. That's
yeah.
how they started.
Swindlers, mm-hmm. essentially. Well, you see, like, Mommy, and she's talking to Alice, her daughter.
There's fucking pieces of shit. I just...
And you immediately know that, like, shit is not cool, because Alice is in her bedroom eating dinner at a table in the corner, like, facing the door, and her mom comes in, and it's just overall shitty. Like, no eye contact, nothing. But then when she loses the fork.
Oh, God.
She's yeah. like, where's your fork? I gave you a fork.
Yeah.
And Alice is just this, like, sweet, cute girl in this, like, house, white house dress type thing, mm-hmm. like, smock, like, just minding her own business. And she's like, oh, I know, I dropped it. I dropped it over here. I'll find it for you. Well, then you see a hand reach out of the vent and hand her back the fork.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then Daddy comes in because there's, like, a commotion while she's looking for the
and
fork.
And I think there's some hinky shit going on, too, between Daddy and Alice.
You think so?
I got that kind of vibe.
Well, Daddy's talking about the liquor store that they own, like, getting robbed. And he has a really bad headache. And that, for some reason, makes him beat Alice.
Yeah. You don't see anything, but it starts to get
Well, he takes his belt off. Like, yeah. you know he's going to, like, just beat her.
Ick.
So then this would have been, I think, the next day. Fool mm-hmm. shows up in a Boy Scout uniform and is selling cookies.
Yeah.
He's scouting. He wants to be let in the house to go to the bathroom. Mommy won't let him in the house. So he just kind of, like, scopes out the outside. Mm-hmm. There's all the windows are have fence over them or yeah. screen, bars, whatever. And they're padlocked on the outside. Just
suspicious.
Weird. A little suspicious. So, yeah, he doesn't get let in the house. He tries to, though. So Spencer gets all pissed off, and Spencer's like, okay, well, if you can't get into the house to scout it, I'm going to. So he dresses as, like, a gas company person and says, like, oh, I'd rather meet her on the outside of the house, but I need to, like, come in to, like, make sure everything is okay because I have, like, weird readings or whatever. Well,
would you have fallen for that?
I would never let someone in my house.
No. Fuck that. It's like BTK.
Yeah.
Same bullshit. I mean, BTK did other things, but
no,
he was
not
a meter reader.
Letting anyone in my house?
No.
I'd be like, no, come back when my husband's home. If you want to, like, talk to somebody about coming into the house, because
yeah.
I'm not going to let him in.
No.
Which, the other day, this was, like, last week, this podcast forever.
You know, at this point, people should expect.
People expect it.
People expect tangents.
So, Pat was over. All the dogs, you know, were running amok around the house. Mm-hmm. We were all in the basement watching TV, and we heard Nala, Pat's shepherd, who, to me, is, like, the sweetest of the sweet potatoes. Like, she's so gentle.
Yeah.
She, like, lets the cats lay on her. She's just this amazing creature. We hear her, like, like, freaking out. And we're like, oh, my God, what's happening? Well, somebody, a random person, came and knocked on our door. And we have, like, the big, like, it's open.
Yeah.
Top to bottom. And it was hot. So it was you know, we left the main door open, but somebody came up and knocked on the door, and Nala like lost her shit.
She, who the fuck is knocking?
Yeah. Like, stand back, kittens. Stand back, kitty cats and chickens that I will never harm. I will protect you. And she was like full on, like flipping out. I've never heard her do.
What did they want?
It was this lady down the road thinks that she finds Frank like once every 3 months. I have a cat. I just wanted to make sure it's not yours. Like, it's thanks, not. Lady, it's not. Been a long time. It's not quite a while. Mm-hmm. But she still comes over and shows us her like security photos. And she did find an orange cat at one point where people are like, hey, is this Frank? But
no,
Frank.
It's not as orange.
No.
Because I saw a posting on Facebook.
It's just not the same face. But anyway, so she came over thinking like, oh, I you know, have photos of cats in my yard. It could be him. And then Greg gets all upset because
Frank's his baby.
Yeah.
Anyway,
no, I wouldn't let somebody in my house. Fuck that. So then he doesn't come back out, and you see mommy get in her car and leave. So at that point, nobody's in the house other than Spencer. Leroy and Fool are hanging out outside in the van down the street, kind of like scoping it out. Well, Leroy decides that they're going to break in. Fool is not for it, but they do anyway. They break in. There's this giant metal door. They break in through the metal door, and then they get attacked by a Rottweiler. They somehow manage to fight off a dog.
That wouldn't have happened.
Okay, Leroy fighting off the dog, maybe. Fool fighting off the dog later.
Not at all.
Not at all.
No.
No. Dogs, if a dog weighs more than you, your chances are zero.
Yes.
I don't know, unless you're like a skilled
hand-to-hand fighter.
Hand-to-paw fighter. Like, no, it's not happening. So they go in. They think it's weird that all of the kitchen cabinets have locks on them.
The kitchen, I really like the kitchen.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
So Leroy wants to stay. Fool wants to leave. They end up staying. Leroy goes upstairs. Fool wanders around downstairs. He finds a clipboard. Kind of in the basement. Like, he opens the basement door and sees it.
Yeah.
He goes down. Spencer's dead. Spencer's dead, but he has a coin in his hand.
He does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The coin that he has in his hand, I didn't write it down, but that is like an actual solid gold collectible coin that's worth like $700.
Fuck.
Yeah. It's weird. I didn't write that. Anyway. So they're like, okay, fuck, there is treasure
somewhere.
Here. Somewhere. There's also lots of weird people in the basement that are kind of behind these, like, weird half pallet walls.
It's like pallet walls.
Pallet walls. They all have flashlights for some reason.
The basement reminds me of the basement in Friday the 13th with Jared.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very pallet boardy with alleys and with alleys with.
There's corridors and
it's
like.
Fucking wild.
Yeah. But anyway, there's all these people contained by pallets.
Get the fuck out of here.
Like, those people could have definitely gotten the fuck out of there.
No.
You can kick a pallet board and. Like, why aren't they trying to escape?
Like, I enjoy this movie.
I do too.
But it's just fucking insane to me. It's insane to me.
Anyway, there's all these weird people down in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody, while Fool is in the basement, somebody jumps on his back.
Yeah.
Roach.
Yeah.
And then Alice saves him.
Yeah.
Leads him out of there. Dad, mom come home. They see the van that's parked in the driveway. Fool sees us and he's like randomly looking for Leroy, trying to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
He finds Leroy, who's listening. He hears something in the walls, maybe.
Yeah,
something weird. Tells him about Spencer being dead. Well, they try to book it out the front door. The knob's electrified, so Fool gets zapped pretty bad. Then mom and dad come in. somehow the dog, Prince, is outside. So I don't know how he got outside when they can't.
Man, who the fuck knows?
Anyway, but...
I don't know.
They see that the door is broken. They can't get in. So they bend it enough so that Prince, the Rottweiler...
Yeah.
...can get in. So he goes after... The dog goes after them. What?
I'm looking up Prince the dog.
Oh, okay.
I forgot to. Yeah.
Let's see. Where am I at? Okay. So the house then... This was actually clever. So Prince goes flying in and bites, I think, Leroy in the arm. Well, yeah. Fool grabs Leroy's arm and then grabs the doorknob to shock the dog. Which, that's how that works.
Smart. Yeah, right.
Do you remember Wayne doing that to us? Did Wayne ever do that to you?
Yeah.
He'd grab my arm and then he'd grab the electric fence like a dick.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We had a wild childhood.
We did. It was great. Then the house goes on, like, lockdown. They're both trying to hide. Leroy is shot multiple times, falls down the stairs. Fool had gotten, like, tucked away just in time. He sees a doll and a candle that are just, like, sitting out. So he follows it into, like, a vent. He finds essentially Roach's like den, one of the people under the stairs.
Yeah.
Finds his little den, hidey hole. And Alice kind of like lures him back. Couldn't find it?
Couldn't find it. I'm sure it's on that dog website that you gave me though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She like lures him into like safety. Well, she'd never been outside. She had, I don't think, ever seen a black person. Because they, like, make a comment about that.
I wrote that interaction down.
He's like, you've never seen a brother?
And she's like, I don't have a brother. And he's like, no, a black dude.
But maybe not. She's never been out of the house.
Which does go back to mommy and daddy being heavily racist and only keeping, like, white kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like... Because they make a lot of racist
comments. Yes, they do.
So, yeah.
Did you know that this is based on a true story?
Shut the fuck up.
So...
Like, I know that there are a lot of true crime things where people, like, keep people in basements and boxes and
so Wes whatever. Wes Craven wrote this? So, this is based off a newspaper article that he saw in the 70s where two guys... two like black guys broke into a house and they found the people's kids like locked up in the basement.
Shut up.
Yeah. So that story is what he gave him the idea for this.
I did write a comment earlier where I was just like, yeah, there are totally people like this.
100%. Well, there was just one. So when I was reading about that story, I didn't get like super into it. But there was recently, it was like 2018. Mm-hmm. There was a family out west somewhere and they had 13 kids, I think.
Oh, my God.
And their kids never went to school, never went out in public, never did anything. Like the 20-some-year-old was like 80 pounds. They gave them one meal a day, starved them, beat them. And what sucks is that, like, because I wish I could remember the, like, parents' names. Because they did do stuff with them. Like, they did take them out once in a while. But they were...
As a reward.
They were getting, like, super abused at home. Mm-hmm. Well, then they... All the kids went into like, when they got busted. One kid who was, like, 16, 17, he, like, busted out, called 911, was like, hey... This is happening at my house. Like, come and help. So the police came and the couple acted like it was no bigs. And they had like kids like shackled to beds.
Oh my
God. And it was like terrible. And so the adult kids like didn't know words. Like they didn't know what like medicine was.
If you grew up in an environment like that.
Yeah. So. They got, like, fixed up and just, like, sent out on their own, like, not having any life skills. And then the younger ones went back like four went to one house and like four went to another house where they were abused again. Like beat people and like
suck.
People do suck.
But also like sending adult people, this is like true crime with Chelsea and Aaron. sending adult people that have been in an environment like that out into the wild essentially just speaks volumes to the American health system. Yeah, we don't need to go into details, mm-hmm. but yes.
But anyway.
Yeah, that's wild.
Based on a true.
And this also reminds me a lot of Don't Breathe.
Mm.
You see that? Mm-hmm. I mean, bits and pieces, yes.
Oh, that was so weird.
It was so weird. I kind of want to do that one, but like.
I kind of don't.
Don't?
Yes.
Anyway.
So Alice never goes outside. When she's explaining the people under the stairs, they were boys. Mommy and daddy wanted boys.
Mm-hmm.
But they ended up not being good. So mommy and daddy cut out the bad parts.
See no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil.
Yes. And then they got put down in the basement. So she's their girl doing so far so good, making it into like her early teens, you know.
She sees nothing. She hears nothing. She says nothing.
Yes.
Those are the rules.
That's her life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Daddy hunts Roach because he made it out of the cellar into the walls.
Yeah.
So Roach, he's actually like in his mid-20s, I think, in this. But he's supposed to be like, you know, 14, 15 years old. He had his tongue cut out.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy's hunting him in his leather
kink, kink armor.
Mm-hmm.
Which cracked me up. When I fucking saw him wandering around in like Pulp Fiction kink armor, I was like, what are you doing?
Well, what is happening here? I think that actor is very attractive.
I do too.
So then in the leather, I'm like, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about this. He
looks like the janitor in Scrubs.
A little bit, mildly. Yeah. He does. Mm-hmm. Mild. Anyway, I think he's really attractive. So when he's like running around in leather, like shooting the walls, I'm like, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel.
Okay. Mixed emotions.
I had mixed emotions. It changed a little bit once I found out that mommy was actually sister.
I mean, it should have changed a little bit throughout this entire film, but
true. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
He's a good looking guy. Yeah, full on leather suit. Alice shows Fool the way into the walls so that he can escape.
And Fool says, like, I'm not going in there. Like, that's not the way out. And she said, sometimes in is out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, what was the as above, so below?
Ah, that movie is so good.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That is a fucking terrifying movie.
Yeah.
The police show up because of the van that's parked in the driveway.
After the police interaction, I was like, ah, yes. White people getting away with murder per usual.
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, we saw a couple of guys hanging out around here, and when we pulled in, they left, and now this van has just been sitting here. Weird. Well, mommy finds the scout uniform in the van.
Yeah, and the police officer just like, well, sorry to bother you, ma'am, and they just fucking take off. No investigative work whatsoever.
Nope. Fucking. Just this random van parked in the driveway. No bigs. So. This is when Fool is like trying to get the attention of the police. Doesn't work. Daddy almost gets Fool, but Roach pulls him in through like the mirrors. Yeah. He's got like so many. I just love holes. Him so much. He's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they. Prince is after them, the dog. And they manage to escape. And this is, like, kind of the comedy aspect. Roach has, like, all these booby traps and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He sends Prince down a chute into the kitchen. So mommy and daddy are in the kitchen. And here comes Prince flying out of the kitchen cabinet.
This is considered, like, a black comedy, like, dark humor type.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Alice then obviously gets blamed for all of this, even though she had literally nothing to do with it. Mommy decides that she has to do some work around the house. This is like the child abuse that I remember watching when I was little and thinking like, this is fucked up. So mom like drags her down, throws her into all the blood from where Leroy died, and is trying to like make her clean it up and like screaming at her.
At this point, Fool is out of the house, right?
No, Fool's caught.
Oh, okay.
Fool is caught at this point.
Oh,
because he sees Leroy, I think, getting butchered. Leroy or Spencer? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Spencer.
Yeah.
He watches them getting butchered. Alice then gets thrown into a scalding hot bath because she got blood on her clothes. So she gets chucked into a tub of like boiling water, which
I know.
And then Fool gets put in the like fenced in area in the basement with the people under the stairs. That's his punishment. He sees, so there's like a well in the basement, that the dead bodies get chucked into, which if you have a basement full of fucking people not bathing and shitting all over, and then you have a well that's filled with dead people, your house is going to fucking stink for 10 miles around.
I was just
going
to say.
The neighbors are gonna going like, to be like, why does your house smell like this?
Look at Gacy. All of the neighbors were wondering why the fuck his house smelled.
Oh, and the one that just came out too. Wisconsin guy. Played by the one that we just watched. Where he was killing people in his apartment.
Dahmer?
Dahmer.
Oh!
Dahmer. His place stunk too.
And
oh.
Again, white people getting away with murder.
Literally. Oh, yeah, I got an order of pork chops, and they sat out in the sun too long, and I didn't realize that it was stinking up the whole apartment building. Sorry.
Fucking asshole.
Anyway. Oh, okay, sir. Have a good night. Have a good time with your passed out 16-year-old boyfriend.
Fuck off. Anyway.
Oh, man. Okay. Fool gets put in with the people under the stairs. Roach saves him.
Yeah.
Thankfully, because he would have been like torn apart, eaten, whatever. Roach grabs him. They hide. They crawl into this like big giant furnace. He gives Fool a coin and then points to where Alice is.
Yeah.
So now Fool, like, he knows where that there's money in the house. He's going to try to save Alice.
And Roach is shot, too.
No, he wasn't shot at this point.
Okay.
No, that's the second time they're in the furnace.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Daddy is beating Alice and Fool saves her and then goes into the vents.
Yeah.
The air ducts, because somehow they have both modern and old timey. They're climbing through the air ducts anyway. Or maybe I could have sworn that he wasn't shot at that point, but maybe he was shot. Yeah. He was shot.
So.
I'm sorry.
Let's play a little rewind action here.
Yeah.
Because Fool escapes the house once. Did you miss that too? And then he goes back for Alice.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
Oh, okay. But yeah, Roach is shot. He gets shot by Daddy and is in the furnace with Fool.
Yeah, I didn't think he was shot at that point, but maybe.
And he tells, well, he writes down, like, take care, like, get Alice out of here.
Yeah.
And then he dies, and it's very emotional.
Yes. So there's booby traps that they find in the vents. Prince then attacks Fool. Dumb. Daddy is in the walls.
Yeah.
Daddy is there with a bayonet. Yeah. Or it's sword. Fine. I don't know what he's doing. It's he's a stabbing bayonet. The shit out of the walls. Well, then Fool can somehow pick up a dog that is heavier than him, push him against the wall so that Prince gets the bayonet.
And I love that Daddy, like, pulls the knife out of the wall.
And he's, like, all excited.
I got him. And then the look on Mommy's face
is
just, like, you're fucking dumb.
Did you really?
It's like I have that look on my face probably twice a week,
if not more. You're like, no. So, Mommy and Daddy argue while Alice and Fool get upstairs into the attic.
Ooh, okay. Yep.
Fool says, I'm going to jump off the roof. There's like a little pond in the backyard. Mm-hmm. I'm jumping for it. Alice is afraid. She won't do it.
Yeah. Because she's never been outside. Of course she's afraid.
Yes. So Fool jumps off the roof into like this pond. Survives.
Mm-hmm. Which...
tricky.
Depending on how deep it was.
I know. That could be like a foot deep and he could have just splatted onto the ground.
Yep.
Or there could have been rocks in it or spikes or who knows what. Anyway, he jumps into the pool, pond, escapes. Daddy's like shooting up all over outside. No one's calling the police over this. Like, Daddy runs out the door shooting trying inside. To get him. He's shooting inside. He's shooting outside.
Nobody calls. There are like fucking 50 shotgun shots going off.
I know.
And people are just
in the house.
I mean, I guess in that neighborhood.
Maybe, but still, I don't know. Seems excessive.
Yeah.
So Fool goes back home. He shows, I didn't write his name down.
His grandpa, Booker.
It's his grandpa. Mm-hmm. He shows Booker the coins.
Which?
They're worth a lot of money.
I thought I wrote him down, but he's also been in a shit ton of stuff.
When I looked him up, he looked so familiar, but he's like one of those actors that's just in like that an looks, episode of Friends,
right.
An episode of this, an episode of that, episode of NCIS. So you don't really like know him from something specific.
From
he's just
thing.
Kind of like around.
Mm-hmm.
He tells Fool the story that they are not husband and wife.
Bill Cobbs is his grandpa.
They're brother and sister. And they're from a long line of brother and sisters that owned the,
Wow. Yeah.
Hey. Hi, big boy.
Very chatty. Come here.
You sound just like Jack-Jack. Hi. I know, I'm scary.
Hi.
Okay. So he explains that the family started by owning a funeral home and they gypped people off. Whatever. They, like, scammed people.
They scammed people.
Mm-hmm. Ripped people off, did whatever. Well, then they started investing in real estate, so they got involved in that. And then they just became big, gigantic assholes over the years.
Yeah.
Probably all of the inbreeding.
I would imagine the inbreeding has some things to do with it.
Yes. They're just crazy, greedy, horrible people.
Mm-hmm.
Fool, then... tells his mom, goes, his mom is sick in bed. Mm-hmm. She needs an operation, whatever. They don't really get into that. He tells his mom that he did something bad and that he is going to make it right.
Oh.
He goes back for Alice.
Yes.
When he's going back for Alice, he stops at a payphone, calls 911, says child abuse is happening in this house. Now, 50 cops show up. There's like 10 cop cars in the driveway. Anyway, all sorts of police are there, scouring the house. CPS is there. Mommy is just putting on, like, the best show.
God, I have so many questions about this.
She invites them into the house, and it's weird. Like, I get it. They're, like, not in the best area, so they have, like, bars on all their windows. All of their kitchen cabinets have locks on them. All of the doors in their house have locks on them.
It's just fucking weird.
And well, Daddy's walking through, too, like, with the cops
like
there,
slowly
like,
cleaning
hiding,
up.
Like, chains and handcuffs and, like, slowly putting stuff
How
away.
How did they go in the basement without... They didn't go in the basement, right?
No, because the basement was, like, hidden.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the cops, like, didn't care. They're like, oh, she's a nice lady, and she's giving us cookies and coffee and chilling, and we don't have kids. They actually go into Alice's room, and they're like, oh, we lost a daughter. And then they just, like, walk away from that.
And Alice is in a tough position because...
Oh, and Alice and the people under the stairs are all fucking drugged in the basement.
That's it.
Tranked in the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Horse tranquilizers. So, yeah, the cops are there. Well, the cops are there. That gives them... That gives Fool the opportunity to sneak back in.
Yeah.
So Fool's back in the house. Where am I at? Also, the big metal door, like, when did that get fixed? Did they fix it immediately?
The cops in this suck. I mean, the cops in horror movies usually suck.
True.
They never do anything smart.
So, Mommy actually says, like, oh, the door was open so long, and with people coming in and out, I couldn't watch it the whole time.
But yeah, they go into Alice's bedroom, and Mommy is just like, yeah, like, we had a daughter, but she died. Like,
yeah. Whatever. Mm-hmm. So they, like, Mommy and Daddy, like, pretend to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like, oh, we're going to bed. And you hear them, like, praying in their bedroom. And Fool has a fire poker, and he sneaks up.
Yeah.
And then realizes that it's a recording. So they, like, totally set a trap assuming that somebody got back in the house.
Yes.
Fool fights Daddy with, like, a fire poker, but then the fire poker breaks on him because it's just, like, wood?
I think so.
Not metal?
Yeah.
And then he goes through a thing where he kind of, like, fakes escaping.
Yes.
But stays in the house.
Yeah. Fool is pretty smart. He's a smart kid. Yeah.
So Alice is chained up in the attic.
Mm-hmm. Poor Alice.
Fool goes up there to, like, save her, or, like, try to save her. Yeah. And then Daddy comes up to check on her. Right as he's about to, like, find out what's going on, Mommy comes up. And then they leave her there for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Fool then tells Alice the truth about everything, that she was stolen. She's not their actual child. That they've stolen all of the other kids. Mm-hmm. None of them are their biological children.
Yeah.
And that they're brother and sister. So then they are going to slide down the roof, down the chimney to escape. That's mm-hmm. the plan. So Alice goes into the living room. Fool goes all the way to the basement. He sets the kids free.
Yeah.
The people under the stairs.
Oh.
Now, the stairs for the basement, too, there's, like, a lever so that they can be steps or just, like, a slide.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess you might have in, like, a funeral home?
For bodies. Or caskets,
to, like, rather. Get mm-hmm. caskets in and out. Maybe. I guess. Out of, like, a standard basement if you didn't have,
this,
like...
This reminds me, like, some of, like, the booby traps and stuff and the house in general remind me of that movie with Dan Aykroyd. And, it's just, like, a weird fucking movie. What is it called?
I have no idea.
And the couple, like, stumble upon this weird family, and it's, like, kind of like a dark comedy movie. I'll look it up after, but... The house is filled with booby traps and stuff. And, like, Dan Aykroyd plays, like, 5 different characters in it.
What?
Yeah.
I have no idea. So while all this shit's going on, so Mommy and Daddy are, like, running around the house looking for Alice. The people under the stairs are loose. Fool is loose. Everybody's going crazy. Well, Ruby knocks on the door. And Ruby knocks on the door to be like, hey, and she confronts him
mm-hmm.
about the rent.
She's not putting up with bullshit.
So she confronts him. It gets, like, blown off. And then, or wait, no.
Nothing but trouble.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
She doesn't confront Daddy. She confronts Mommy.
Yeah.
Mommy opens the door and Ruby's like, hey, what the fuck? Like, you're doing this, you're like driving us out of our homes, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. She blows it off.
And like, and then mommy is all like disheveled.
Oh, she's too. All she disheveled. Like, shit. The whole neighborhood shows up. Mm-hmm. There's like 100 people standing out in front of their house because now they know where their like slum landlord lives and they're going to like.
And potentially where their fucking missing kids are.
Yeah. And missing kids for like decades.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think. Well, I guess Ruby knows everything. Ruby's filled in.
Mm-hmm.
Alice. So mommy is going to like shoot Ruby, I think.
Yeah.
And Alice attacks her. Alice just, like, drops out of the ceiling.
Well, yeah, mommy goes to, like, shoot Ruby, and Ruby is just like, you want to shoot me in front of all these people?
Yeah.
Is that what you really want to do? She, like, Ruby's tough, too.
I mean, it's not like she would have gotten in any trouble for it.
She wouldn't have gotten in any trouble. Ugh.
Okay, that's all. I just had to blurt that out. So Ruby gets into the house and is looking for Fool.
Yeah. Yeah, Alice does just, like, attack her.
Yeah, she just like jumps on her and attacks her.
Good job, Alice.
Fool is cornered in the basement by Leather Daddy.
And I think, too, like, mommy says something like, I'm your mother. And Alice is just like, you're not my mother.
Oh, yeah, she it's loses like a her shit.
Big thing.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, it's he's cornered down in the basement. It's chaos.
By Leather Daddy.
Fool helps the people under the stairs. He also finds the stash of money.
It's like Scrooge McDuck.
It is. It's just a room where there's fucking dollar bills laying everywhere, mountains of coins, candles. It's, like,
it's just insane.
I'm sorry, but if I was ever like had that kind of money, it would not just be in piles in my basement. Or maybe it would. Maybe I would be like this and sit on it like a dragon.
After years.
I don't know. Reading. Yeah.
Dragon's Hoard. Yeah. Excuse me, ma'am. Where's your dragon? Because it makes no sense.
He walks in and he's like, fuck, there's a dragon somewhere.
Hold the phone.
This makes no sense at all.
Lord of the Rings. Or The Hobbit.
Mom, I think, tricks Ruby, and then she tries to stab Alice.
It's just chaos. It's the next, like, 10 to 15 minutes. It is.
It's like,
it's just chaos.
So when mommy is trying to kill Alice, the kids, the people under the stairs, save her.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like zombies. They're like busting out of walls. They're like crawling up out of vents.
They do.
Grabbing mommy.
Being put in a dark basement for a few years would not make you look like that. But they did. No. They did want them to look creepy and like weird looking.
They look like zombies.
Yeah.
Not like people, not like actual human beings that have been imprisoned in a dark space for years and years and starved.
Yeah. Yes. They look like zombies.
They look like zombies. Mm-hmm. And they bust through the walls like zombies. So when mommy's getting attacked by the kids, that saves Alice.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy is still looking for Fool in the basement. He thinks he finds him, but Fool had taken coins and stuck them into a candle.
Yeah.
And then as the candle melted, the coins were falling out of it to make like a clink noise.
Mm-hmm.
Fool at one point had noticed that there was a lot of explosives in the house.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
It's not really explained why there are a ton of explosives.
I think it's just in general, like the whole house is kind of like booby trapped.
Yeah. This was like the last stand was all of the explosives.
Yes. Uh-huh. So Fool manages to set off the dynamite. When he does that, which he is like in the clear when this happens.
Yeah.
Like he's not harmed by this, but he sets off the explosives in the house. It launches all of the coins and dollar bills up the chimney into like this big rain on the neighborhood.
Can you imagine being hit in the head with a gold coin?
No.
From like 40 feet up?
That would hurt.
That'd fucking hurt.
I mean, if the coin was worth $1,000, then I guess give it to me. Like, I'll take it. I'll take the wounds from being hit by falling coins if they're like...
In Wayne's World, man, you'd really hack a loogie. Yeah. Even that loogie was fucking hurt from 20 stories. Well, loogie, up.
I think, would just feel like rain, but like a coin would hurt you. Would
pick up speed.
Well, they'd both be going the same speed. That's but just true. The spit wouldn't hurt you because it's liquid, yes. Where the coin is a chunk of metal. Yes.
Physics.
Woo, something I know nothing about.
Science.
He sets off the dynamite, rain of money outside, so that everybody that's out there, the hundreds of people that have gathered to like protest,
good for them,
are scooping up all this money. Mm-hmm. When they're scooping up all this fucking money, though, they don't realize that like 30 zombies are walking out of the house to like go be free in nature.
Where do they go?
I don't know.
Cannibals, because the only thing that mommy and daddy fed them was people.
Yeah.
Like,
and they probably fed them scraps. They probably like treated them kind of like barnyard animals.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Oh, take these like cucumber peels or like apple cores or whatever.
Well, mommy and daddy like ate people too, though.
Yeah. Oh, so it's funny. I watched this with Pat, and daddy, like in the first scene, is eating ribs, and he's like, "What kind of ribs are those?" And I'm like, "You'll find out."
Human ribs. Yeah, that's true.
Like, you'll find out. He's like, those looked weird. I'm like, yeah.
Because they're human ribs.
I didn't say it because I didn't, you know, he'd never seen it.
I don't even like eating ribs because they look, I don't know.
Because of the bones?
Eating the meat off of an animal's ribs just weirds me out.
What about chicken wings?
Yeah, I suppose. But like ribs, just like.
Ribs are too people-y?
Ribs are too people-y.
Chicken wing different.
Chicken wing different.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it. That's the end.
Mommy and daddy dead.
Yeah.
Like the assholes that they are.
Daddy falls into like the well with the dead bodies, and then there's an explosion. Like during the explosion. Mm-hmm. Mommy
is torn apart by her cannibalistic children.
By her children, yeah.
Quote unquote. And then Fool has like his own personal stash of coins that he was able to get. And they're, like, set for life.
Yeah.
For sure. So.
His mom can get the surgery.
Yeah.
Probably not in the U.S. because.
Because fuck the American healthcare system.
Unless he has, like, $200,000 worth of coins for your surgery.
God, at least. At least.
I'm on a roll. I'm spicy tonight. I need to rein it in.
That's fine. I'll put in the description, Tangent City.
Tangent City it is.
But it did bring up, so where do you exchange, like, old gold coins? Well, Grandpa
Booker. You go to, like, a deal, like a coin collector, okay. Like a dealer.
Grandpa Booker did say that he knew where.
Yeah, to, it's like, the same thing as, like, taking, like, a comic book into a comics shop and exchanging. Yeah. You go to, like, a coin collector,
which I went through my comics the other day. Comics, they're mine and Mike's.
I was looking at your box, your comic boxes.
We have like signed ones and like super like rare ones too that are signed.
I heard that signed comics lose value though.
By the artist?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like contaminated. There's pen on the book. It is not pristine.
People are fucking weird.
I know. Greg and I have a fair amount of comics. Like, he went through, I want to say it was like Star Wars or something. There was like this limited line where it was like 10.
Yeah, whatever.
Books or something like that. And he bought every single one of them and kept them all neat and tidy. And like, we have some of the Walking Deads.
Yeah. I have a Spider-Gwen that was graded, and it's a number one with a variant cover.
Mm-hmm.
And it was graded a 9.8. And it's, like, one of my very expensive ones.
Oh, see, I don't know. I went through two, and it was, like, Dark Crystal, or there was, like...
I have a couple Dark Crystal comics.
It was something like that, and Greg, I think it was to, like, make it, like, reasonable that he was spending all this money on comics. He's like, I'll get you these, too. So I have, like, my 10 or 15 of just, like, one...
Yeah.
Line that they did of, I don't even know what.
Whatever.
but I never read them. I just kept them in plastic and thought, okay, well, yeah, someday.
Someday, maybe. But yeah, that was the people under the stairs. I want to apologize for all of the random tangents that we went on this evening. I mean, maybe I won't apologize. Fuck it.
No. Apologize for nothing.
Apologize for nothing.
If anyone should apologize, it's me, and I'm not.
Okay. Love it. Yeah, we have some good summer ones coming up.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for the next one.
I don't know what the next one is, but I will quickly look in my book.
Nicolas Cage. The Bees.
Oh, that is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But anyway, if you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatever, please follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review. All one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review. And if iTunes and Spotify aren't your jam, listen to us every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on mtrsradio.com.
Oh, distracted. Okay. I hope everyone has a good night and a good week.
Burn in hell. Bye.
Bye.